Yud Shvat, 20th of January, the Moshe David Leitner, vacationing in Sharm el-Sheikh.
The topic of today's discussion, vacationing in Sharm el-Sheikh, is not about the recent ban of flights from the UK to Sharm el-Sheikh. It's not about the terrorist threat, which apparently there is in Sharm el-Sheikh. Rather, it's to do with a posuk in this week's parasha. The Torah tells us, in this week's parasha, Klal Yisrael are standing by the Yam Suf. They've been chased by the Mitzrayim. There's the Midbar on one side, the Mitzrayim from behind, and the Yam Suf in front of them. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to them and says, "Hisyatzvu ru'es Yeshua Hashem. Look and see that the Yeshua of Hashem is coming. Ki asher isem es Mitzrayim hayoyim lo yisoysifun l'roysom oydat oylam. That what you see the Mitzrayim today, you will not see them again." Now, we could be mistaken to think this is a conversation just between Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them that you see them in stream today, you won't see them again, don't worry. But the Mechilta, in this week's parasha, tells us otherwise. The Mechilta says as follows, "Begimel mekoymes, hize hamokim liyisroel sheliyasru lemitzrayim." There's three places in the Torah, and the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael are not allowed to return to Mitzrayim. Shenemar, he quotes a pasuk from this week's parasha, one's not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. This is a lav of going back to Mitzrayim. Another one is Pasha Shoftim, where the Torah discusses about minui of a melech, appointing a melech. The Torah says, "Lo yarbe lo yisusim, v'lo yoshev es amet Mitzrayim man harbe yisus." V'Hashem omar lochem lo yisusifun noshu v'aderech hazeh ois. Hashem has told you, do not return on this path, on this way from Mitzrayim back to Mitzrayim. Another issa, a second time, the Torah says, do not return to Mitzrayim. And a third time is in Pasha Shoftim, is in Pasha's Kisavoy, the end of the Teichacha, the last possible Teichacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, if you don't listen, Ve'ashivcha Hashem Mitzrayim ba'oniyos, Hashem will return you to Mitzrayim in boats. Ba'derech Hashem amarti lecha lo'yisoysef oid l'roysa, on the way that I've said to you, lo'yisoysef oid l'roysa, that you mustn't go and see it. And the Moina Mitzvahs count this as well as a love of returning to Mitzrayim. Which means we have three lavim, the Mechilta tells us. Three times the Torah instructs Klal Yisrael, do not go back to Mitzrayim. Said the Mechilta continues that b'shloshtom chozru, b'shloshtom naflu. Three times Klal Yisrael did go back and settle in Mitzrayim. And all three times they were wiped out. A terrible ancient fell on Klal Yisrael for returning to Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Sukkah discusses one of these times. One of the times that Klal Yisrael went back and they were punished. Gemara Sukkah, that's an Aleph on the base. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara there goes to great lengths to describe exactly the Kehillah that there was in Mitzrayim in those days. It says in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, the Gemara says there was Keflayim Koyotze Mitzrayim. There was double the amount of Yotze Mitzrayim, meaning there was 1.2 million people there in Mitzrayim. The Gemara describes exactly how the shul was there, how the shul was set up. They used to have all the goldsmiths used to stay in one area, and the blacksmiths in another area, the coppersmiths in another area, the silversmiths in another area. The world say that it's a very excellent way to deal with talking during davening, because you know it's known that called Uman Seinu Bnei Amnoso. So generally the goldsmiths are not talking terms to each other, and the blacksmiths are not talking terms to each other. So if you set up the shul that way, you deal with the problem of talking during davening. The Gemara says that when it came to answering Amen, the shul was so big that one couldn't hear at the back of the chazan at all. So what they did was, when the chazan reached the end of a bracha, they would wave a handkerchief, they would wave a suda, and like that everyone would know to answer Amen. And the Gemara says, the Gemara, Oma Abaya, the Kulu Katlinu Alexandros Moikden. Alexandros Moikden killed them all. All 1.2 million people there were killed. My Tama Yanshu, why were they punished so terribly? Why did they have such terrible punishment? Says the Gemara, Mishum to Ovri, Ahai Kro, Lo Yisoysifon, Lo Shavaderech HaZeh Oid. Because they were over on this Pasuk, that it says, he quotes Pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, Lo yisisif anosha b'derech hazeh oid, you mustn't go back to Mitzrayim. Ve'inu hadu. And these people, Taka, went back, and because they went back to Mitzrayim, they were punished, and the whole Kehillah there was wiped out.
Why did Rambam go back then?
Right, well, that's going to be the main topic of discussion of here, how the Rambam could have gone back here. This is a shayla which the Rishonim will deal with. So we see the terrible punishment that happened to Klal Yisrael. We see how serious the issa is of going back to Mitzrayim. So therefore, the topic of today's shiur is vacationing in Sharm el-Sheikh. That is the question, is one allowed to go for holidays to Sharm el-Sheikh, or for that price, anywhere in Egypt, anywhere in Mitzrayim? Is one allowed to go back there for holidays? What exactly is the issa? In which circumstances is one allowed to go back? Who can deal with this shiur? So, to start with, we can start with the shiloh of the Achronim, Claire, about the issa of going back to Mitzrayim. There's two ways of understanding this issa of going back to Mitzrayim. One could understand that the issa is on the land of Mitzrayim. One's not allowed to go back to Eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a mokim tumah, and it's entrenched in the country, and therefore one's not allowed to go back, regardless of who lives inside. Which means the issa is on the mokim of Mitzrayim. The issa is on the actual country of Mitzrayim. Or one could understand that this is not actually on the country of Mitzrayim, but rather on the Am HaMitzri, on the people who live in Mitzrayim. That is the Issa, which means that if they would pick up, all the Mitzrayim would one day pick up and move to an island somewhere, and Mitzrayim would now be empty of all its original inhabitants, then one would be able to live there again. Perhaps there would not be an Issa to go back to Mitzrayim if the Mitzrayim are no longer there. So is the Issa on the Mokoim? Is the Issa on Mitzrayim? Or is it an Issa on the Am HaMitzri, the Mitzrayim, living inside? An obvious Nafkamina would be a Tosefta in Kiddushin. The Tosefta in Kiddushin says the following. It says that Sancheriv came. Sancheriv was Bilbel's Kol HaOilam. Sancheriv fought many, many wars. He conquered many countries. And when he conquered the various countries, he drove people out of the country. People were driven out of their homeland. And they were no longer there. Therefore, the Gemara says that Sancheriv bilbel's kol ha'olam. This is a halacha. This is brought down as a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and in Rambam. That nowadays a Mitzri, a Amoini, a Moyavi, they're all mutar lavei b'kol today. Because, says the Rambam, says the Shulchan Aruch, a Mitzri ain't a Mitzri, Moyavi ain't a Moyavi, Adomi ain't a Adomi. These are not the people living in Egypt nowadays are not true Mitzriim. People living in Amoin are not true Amoinim. And so on. Therefore, if we are going to say that the issa is to live in the... If we're going to say that the issa is the people in Mitzrayim, nowadays there should no longer be an issa to go back to Mitzrayim because there is... because the Mitzrayim are no longer there. These are not the real Mitzrayim which were there during Zman Shibbol. Whereas, if we're going to say that the issa is on the Mokoim, on Mitzrayim itself, then it makes no difference whether... It makes no difference whether the Mitzrayim are there or whether the Mitzrayim are not there. There's always going to be an Issa.
So the first Bar Mokom is a Mitzri.
Sorry? Right. So from this week's Parsha... That's true. In this week's Parsha, it doesn't seem to make any mention of the Mokom at all. Which where the Klal Yisrael was standing at the Yam, they were facing the Mitzriim, and the Kodrosh is Loisets Ve'Loroisa, Enoch Nami. We'll see later how it might make a difference in Halacha, the fact that this Pasuk doesn't make any mention of the Mitzriim. Of Mitzrayim. So we see the Rishonim seem to have different ways of understanding what the Issa is, whether the Issa is on the Mokoim or the Issa is on the Am HaMitzri. The Rishonim are very bothered with a Shaila that was just asked before. How is it possible that the Rambam is well known, the Rambam settled in Mitzrayim, so much so that the Kaftev of Ferach writes that he spoke to Rabbeinu Shmuel, who was Mibnei Bono Shel HaRambam, a grandson of the Rambam, who told the Kaftev of Ferach, the Kaftev of Ferach was a Rishon, Rabbeinu Shteri HaParchi, who was a Rishon, and he says that he spoke to this grandson of the Rambam, who said that when the Rambam would sign his name in a letter, he would write, Ne'um Moshe ben Maimon, sign his name, HaKosev HaOiva B'chol Yoyim Gimel Lav in Pliny. The one who's over every day three lavim, meaning the lav of our of Pasha Bashalach, Pasha Shoftim, and Pasha Kisavoy, every day I'm over three lavim by living in Mitzrayim. There's others, the other Achreinim who Shrei Chai, how is this possible? Yalvitz says Ich amen dobozel al Rabbi Chosid. Rama, how can we believe such a thing that the Rama is just going to blatantly say I'm being over three lavim? It's not possible to say such a thing. And there's a whole backwards and forwards whether the Rama did write this, whether the Rama didn't write it. Al Kaponim, one thing's clear is that the Rama did live in Mitzrayim. And the Rishayim Ataka bothered about this. How could it be that he lived in Mitzrayim, seeing that there's three lavim living in Mitzrayim? The Monia Mitzvahs all count at three lavim. The first one who deals with this shaila is Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi, the Smag. And he asks the question, how is it possible for the Rambam to have lived in Mitzrayim? Says the Smag, very simply, that the halacha is, we know, that Sancheriv bilvel es kol ha'olam, Sancheriv came and moved everyone around. The Mitzrayim, the true Mitzrayim, are no longer in Mitzrayim. And therefore, since the Mitzrayim are not in Mitzrayim, then it's obvious why the Rambam was able to live there. Because there was no Issa anymore. Nowadays, there's no Issa, the Issa's finished. Once the Mitzrayim have left Mitzrayim, there's no Issa. Very clear from the Smag that he understood that the Issa is obviously not living in Mitzrayim. The Issa is obviously the on the Am HaMitzri, on the people living there. Because otherwise, if the Issa is on the actual land of Mitzrayim, there makes no difference whether Sancheriv was Bilbil as Kol Olam or not. Lemaisa, there's Issa to live in Mitzrayim. So Elamai, the Smag learned that the Issa is on the Am HaMitzri. There's also Rabbeinu Bechai, which seems to learn the same thing. Rabbeinu Bechai in Pashas Shoftim. On the pasuk there in Pasha Shoftim of Lo Yiseisif Anoshel Baderech Hazeoi, says Rabbeinu Bechai that the Issa of living in Mitzrayim was a mitzvah l'shor v'lo l'deiris. He says this mitzvah was never set for generations to come. It was only on that first on that first generation of people who left Mitzrayim. The reason was k'deish lo yilmudu yisrael m'maseihem, so that the Yidden shouldn't learn from the bad ways in Mitzrayim, because he says that the Mitzrayim were known for their toyeva. They were that this was the worst place one could have lived, and therefore one was instructed in that generation not to live in Mitzrayim. But he says very clearly, "Ve'ena mitzvah l'doros shi'yes harakosav adira b'Mitzrayim." This is not a mitzvah for generations to come that one can't live in Mitzrayim.
So when he had the shushim in order not to go to Mitzrayim, is it only temporary?
Right. So how is Rabbeinu Bechai going to understand what the issa is? So perhaps it was that generation. He held that the Issa only stopped after that. One has to know at which point Rabbeinu Bechai holds that this mitzvah, l'doros, doesn't apply anymore. He doesn't say it clearly. Right, that's what I'm saying. It could be, it's not clear in Rabbeinu Bechai when he says the ain't a mitzvah l'doros. Perhaps that doros, which he means, where the Issa no longer applies, only starts after this, after Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. It's unclear in Rabbeinu Bechai at which point he says there's no Issa. Where does it say l'oilam? Right. How's he going to understand that pasuk? These are different people. Yeah, I mean, if it's on the Mitzrayim and these are different people, fine. But Rabbeinu Bechai doesn't seem to be learning like that. Rabbeinu Bechai doesn't make mention of the fact that these are different people. He just says, "Stam, it was said on that first generation." I'm not sure what he's going to do with that pasuk. There isn't Eid
Adolam. That generation, as they're alive,
these people won't see it Adolam.
These people never see them again.
There's expression that. No, you say, see from the race on Oida Adela, but divide that, the Moina Mitzvahs also count this as a lav. Perhaps, could be. Could be when we say that, yeah. And so Rabbeinu Bechai is also clearly learning. He says very clearly, Rabbeinu Bechai, that we see many kehillahs which are settled in Mitzrayim nowadays. How could it be that they're settled in Mitzrayim? So he says that the reason is because they were never instructed against it, it was never allowed for them to live in Mitzrayim. And therefore, all these kehillahs settled there. Now, it's clear again, Rabbeinu Bechai obviously learned that the Issa was not to live in Mitzrayim. It wasn't even said for generations to come. It was only said for that first generation who lived in, first generation who left Mitzrayim. They weren't allowed to go back. But everyone else was allowed to go back. So very clear that he learned as well that the Issa is not on Mitzrayim, rather the Issa is on the Mitzrayim.
This is
a big kasha on these Rishonim. Why then Alexander Yerushalmi Mitzrayim? I'm going to say it's not only a kasha on these Rishonim, it's a kasha on many Rishonim, how they understood this Gemara and Sukkah, why were they punished? To Pele, and there are those who tried to give an answer to that, but it's not very unclear how to be miyasha this Gemara and Sukkah. But we'll get there soon. First, on the other side of the coin, there's the Shittas HaYareim. The Yareim is also bothered about the same Shaila. The Yareim asked, how was it possible for the Rambam to have lived in Mitzrayim? The Rambam and others have lived in Mitzrayim. Says the Urayim quotes the Pasuk in Pashas Shoftim. Now the Pasuk in Pashas Shoftim says, Lo Yosifon Loshav Baderech Hazeh Oy. It doesn't say that in Pashas B'Shalach, but in Pashas Shoftim it does say, Lo Yosifon Loshav Baderech Hazeh Oy. Says the Urayim, when was this Pasuk said to Klal Yisrael? We were talking about, they were about to enter Eretz Yisrael, and it said, when you enter Eretz Yisrael and you want to appoint a king over yourselves, Lo Yarbe Lo Yisusim, Lo Yashav Zom Mitzrayim, Lo Man Har Beisus, because Hashem said to you, Lo Yisifon Loshav Baderech Hazeh Oy. Which means that the Torah is telling you, when you are in Eretz Yisrael, don't go back down to Mitzrayim. He says the Issa was never said from anywhere in the world. There's no Issa to go from Asia, from Africa, from other places to Mitzrayim. One's not allowed to go from Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Pasuk means. Lo Yisifon Loshav Baderech Hazeh Oy. On this path, back down to Mitzrayim, one's not allowed to go. But to go from other places in the world is no problem. Says the Urayim, and the Rambam didn't go from Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam went from another way, and therefore there was no Issa. The Rav Yosef Shol Natazon, the Baal Sholem Eshiv, in his Sefer LaTorah, Divrei Shol, Pashas Maaseh, he goes to fast to say, he understands the Urayim to mean, that the Issa is not only just to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, the Issa is only to go the way of the Membeis Masois, the 42 Masois that Klal Yisrael went. It's only if one travels that same route back to Mitzrayim, then one's over the Issa of Leisisim Loshav Baderech Hazeh Oy. And he says that's why the Mepharshei HaTorah are all bothered with in Pashas Maaseh. Why is it that the Torah needs to write all Vayisim Mechashmeinu Vayachnu, Vayisim Vayachnu, all the Masois? What's the reason for it? So the Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon says very simple why. Because the Torah wants to explain to you, do you know if you go this route, then you're going to be over the Issa. And also the Torah wants to specify which way should you not go back down to Mitzrayim. And therefore there's a need to write all the Masois. Therefore, Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon learns that one's only over the Issa if one goes via the route that Klal Yisrael went in the Midbar. Others argue on Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon, there's rayas to both sides. Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon has a raya to say his way that it's only Derech Membeis Masois. The others who are cholok who say that's not Pshat in Urayim. The Urayim only means a direct route from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. They've got rayas to their tzad. But if Shaiya, we see from here that the Issa is not from anywhere in the world. The Issa of going back to Mitzrayim, at least according to the Urayim, is only if one goes from Eretz Yisrael down to Mitzrayim. Not if one goes from anywhere else in the world. Now, if the Urayim understood, like we said, Rabbeinu Bechai and the Smag, that the Issa is on the Am HaMitzri, on the nation, as opposed to the Mokum, it would be very difficult to understand why is the Issa only to go from Eretz Yisrael. Why only from Eretz Yisrael? What's the difference if one's instructed not to live there because we're going to learn from the Mitzrayim's ways? Then what is the difference if one travels from anywhere in the world? One's still going to learn from the ways of Mitzrayim. So what is Pshat in the Urayim then? It must be that Pshat is, that the Achronim explained this in the Urayim. The Urayim must mean as follows, that Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim, he put us through the Korah Barazel, why? So that he can take us as his nation, Liyos Le'ilam Segula, to give us the Torah, and eventually to take us to Eretz Yisrael, and this was going to be the Shlemos of Klal Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael. For somebody to go and turn his back and do an about turn and go from Eretz Yisrael now all the way back down to Mitzrayim, according to the Sholem Eshiv, to actually take that route back down to Mitzrayim, for somebody to do that is going against the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, take us out of Mitzrayim, give us the Torah, and take us to Eretz Yisrael, and then you turn around and go back down to Mitzrayim again, that is the worst thing one could do. But again, that would not be an Issa on the nation of Mitzrayim. That is a svara to explain why there's Issa to live in the country of Mitzrayim. No difference whether the Mitzrayim are there, the Mitzrayim are not there. There's an Issa to live in Mitzrayim. Why? Because one goes back down from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, to the land of Mitzrayim, what Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of. That is the worst thing one could do, according to the Urayim. So, and one more, the Rishonim also, there's the Ritva, who also is bothered with this kasha, the Ritva in Yuma. He also asks this kasha, and he has a different approach, this is the fourth approach, in how the Rambam and other Gedolim could have lived in Mitzrayim. The Ritva says as follows, that the Issa is only if one, the Issa is only Bizman She Yisrael Shruyin Alad Mosson. The Issa is only when the Beis HaMikdash is built and Klal Yisrael are living with the Beis HaMikdash. The Ritva explains the reason why it's only when the Beis HaMikdash is built is because he says now, unfortunately, Bizman HaGolos, when everyone is spread out in all four corners of the globe, he says, Kol Chutz La'aretz Chatu. The whole Chutz La'aretz is considered like one. It makes no difference if one lives in Mitzrayim or in another country. It's all the same thing. And therefore, says the Ritva, that there was no Issa for the Rambam to have lived in Mitzrayim because there was no less about the Ramat Avid of Mitzrayim, because obviously this was not Bisman Shisro Shel Ad Mosom, this was Bisman HaGolos, and therefore the Rambam had a heter to live in Mitzrayim. Now the Ritva again obviously has a very similar approach to the Yoreim. In that way, he's understanding that if Klal Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael and the Beis Hamikdash is built, to turn around and go back down to Mitzrayim, even though maybe the Issa is not, according to the Ritva, perhaps the Issa is not only from Eretz Yisrael, it could be from anywhere in the world when the Beis Hamikdash is built. But what's clear is that the Ritva is learning that when the Beis Hamikdash is built, it's a lav, it's an issa, it's the worst thing a person could do, it could go back down to Mitzrayim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has built us the Beis Hamikdash, we've reached our taflis, and now you go back down to Mitzrayim, that is the worst thing. So the Yoreim and the Ritva are clearly learning that the issa is on the land of Mitzrayim, the Smag and Rabbeinu Bechai are learning that it's on the Amma Mitzri, right? The Smag who said that the reason why the Rambam was able to live there was because of Sancheriv Bilbo's Kol HaOlam, clearly because of the Issa is the people living inside. The Rabbeinu Bechai who said it's only a mitzvah l'doiros, obviously also held that it's only a Issa for the people who are living inside, because he was saying that's because one would learn from their ways, that's why it's Asa. So those two are clearly learning that Issa is on the Amma Mitzri, and then we have the Yoreim who learns that the Issa is to go from Eretz Yisrael down to Mitzrayim, and according to some, only Derech, the Membeis Masois, and the Ritva who learns that it's only Bezman Sheyisrael Shruyin Alad Mason, only when the Beis Hamikdash is built, which they clearly learn that the Issa is on the land, of Mitzrayim, regardless of who lives inside. Now there is a Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perloi in his Pirush on Rabbi Sadia Gaon. He actually wants to say that these different shittas, whether the Issa is on the nation or the Issa is on the actual land, is actually Elo ve'Elo Debrei Elokim Chayim. Because as was mentioned before, if we look at the Psukim, there's the Pasuk in Parshat Bashalach, and the Psukim, Meshoyftim and Kisovoy, seem to be implying slightly different things. The Pasuk in this week's Parsha says, Lo yisoysifon leroysom oid ad oilom, ki asher re'isem es Mitzrayim hayoyim, that way you've seen Mitzrayim today, Lo yisoysifon leroysom oid ad oilom, you won't see them again. Now, if the Issa is, it doesn't say anything about going to Mitzrayim, about going to the land of Mitzrayim. This is clearly an Issa on the Mitzrayim. This seems to imply, like Rabbeinu Bechai and the Smag understood, that the Issa is on the actual nation of Mitzrayim, on the people living there. Whereas the Pasuk in Parshas Shoiftim and Kisavoy, which is talking about when Klal Yisrael go to Eretz Yisrael, Lo yisoysifon losho baderech hazeh oy, when you go into Eretz Yisrael and appoint a king over yourselves, don't go back on this way, back down to Mitzrayim. That does seem to imply more like the Yoreim and the Ritva, that one's not, that this is an Issa specifically to go down, back down to Mitzrayim from Eretz Yisrael, or Lo yisoysifon losho baderech hazeh oy, when the Beis Hamikdash is built, don't go back down this path to Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perloi wants to say that the Issa is taka, two separate Yisurim. There's an Issa on the Mitzrayim, wherever they might be, which means the Mitzrayim living in Mitzrayim, or even if they would pick up and live elsewhere, there's an Issa because one shouldn't learn from their ways. And there's also an Issa even if they've all moved out of there, and the Mitzrayim is really empty of true Egyptians, one's also not allowed to live there because of the Issa of living in Mitzrayim. The problem with all these... Sorry? Right, why is this in the Ramshah?
Because the Issa's on the ground.
Right. So we're going to come to that. So the Rambam, the problem is all these four Rishonim is that Lechera, it doesn't fit in the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself discusses the Issa of living in Mitzrayim. The Rambam himself who lived there discusses the Issa. The Rambam says as follows, in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Hei Alocha Zayin, says the Rambam, U'muter Lishkoin B'chol O'ilam, one's allowed to live in the whole world, Chutz Me'eretz Mitzrayim, besides Eretz Mitzrayim. Now the Rambam makes no mention of the fact that now that Sancheriv was Bilbo's Kol HaOlam, and now that it's no longer Mitzrayim living there, one's allowed to live there. Although the Rambam says this himself somewhere else, he says that nowadays a Mitzri is allowed to come, is allowed to join Klal Yisrael, because they're no longer Mitzrayim there. And he makes no mention of the fact that one's allowed to live there nowadays because the Mitzrayim are there. He makes no mention of Rabbeinu Bechai to say that it doesn't apply nowadays because it's only Mitzvah L'Shor and not Mitzvah L'Deiris. He makes no mention of the Yoreim's Pshat, that the Issa is only to go from Eretz Yisrael. It's very much Mashma and the Rambam that one is not allowed to live in Mitzrayim, where everyone comes from. And he makes no mention also of the Ritva's Pshat, that it's only Bezman, She Yisrael, Shurin Alad Moslem, it's only when the Beis Hamikdash is built. He doesn't make mention of any of these four Pshatim. And another point is, which was mentioned already, is that according to all these Rishonim, we're going to have great difficulty understanding the Gemara Sukkah, which says that the Anshi Alexandria, who went to Mitzrayim, were punished. They were wiped out. Why were they wiped out, says the Pasuk? The Ovri Yahai Kro, Lo Yisifon Noshu Baderech HaZeh Oid. Now, if it's right and correct that the issa is only in certain circumstances, for example, the smag, that nowadays at Sancheru, Bilbil's Kola Olam, the issa no longer applies, so why were Anshe Alexandria, this was long after Sancheru, why were they punished? If it's only mitzvah l'shor, like Ravina Bachai, why were they punished? If it's only from Eretz Yisrael, again, definitely to say that Sholom, perhaps they came from Eretz Yisrael, but definitely to say like the Sholom Eshe, that they went the Derech, the Membeis Masoros, is very not mistaken, very unlikely to say that the Anshe Alexandria travelled from Eretz Yisrael all the way the exact route that Klal Yisrael did through the Midbar to get there, and therefore they were over the Issa. It's very schwer to say such a thing. And again, and to say this Manshe Yisrael Shurin Alad Mosan, the Ritvaz Pshah, is also difficult to fit into the Gemara Sukkah, because Rashi says very clearly that this story happened La'acha Churban Bayis Rishon, happened during after the Churban. So why were they punished like that then, according to all these Pshatim? Rashi seems to say this was after Yirmiyah, so it seems to be that this was in that period of 70 years between the Churban Bayis Rishon and the building of the Bayis Sheni. That's what it seems from Rashi. Rashi does La'archa Churban Bayis Rishon bime Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was obviously in the times of Churban Bayis Rishon.
There must have been many who were born there. Out of the 1.2 million, probably a lot of them were born in
future generations. Right.
Yeah. So they never came from out of Seoul. They never came in any other.
So that's also, that's anyway, yeah. on all the future generations.
Yeah, it was also the time of Besamikdash, because they had a Besamikdash there also.
Where?
In Mitzrayim.
It wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, they made a kind of Besamikdash.
Right, so Rashi says very clearly La'acha Churban Bayis Rishon, that was after the Churban. When Klal Yisrael settled Alexandria was Bisman Churban. So however we learn, according to all four Rishonim, firstly we have Shver that it doesn't fit into the Rambam. All four Pshatim don't seem to fit with the Rambam himself. And secondly, all four Pshatim seem to be Shver in the Gemara and Sukkah. So, the Tzitz Eliezer explains, and he says, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yotale, Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg, he writes the following, and he was preceded already by the Radvaz. The Radvaz who wrote Pirush on the Rambam says basically the same shat as he says. He says, we have to look at the next halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam says, in halacha, this was halacha Zayin, he says, Mutar Lishkei B'chol Olam Chutz Me'eretz Mitzrayim. In halacha Ches, he says, Mutar Lachzel Eretz Mitzrayim L'Schoiro L'Prakmatia, one's allowed to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Mitzrayim. For to do business, ischoro pragmatia is import export, v'lichvish arotzis acheres, and to conquer other lands. The ain osa elo lishtakei hashom. The issa to live in Mitzrayim is only to settle there.
So
says the Tzitz Eliezer that just like one's allowed to go back for ischoro pragmatia, one's allowed to go back for business. Any other reason as well, one's also allowed to go back as long as one's not going to Mitzrayim lishtakei hashom to settle there. There's no issa. And he says, Koshkein, if one's going there, Laharbus Kvod Shemayim, one's going there to increase Kvod Shemayim, and that's one going there to teach Torah, then one's definitely allowed to go. And he says, it's well known the Rambam didn't go there by choice. He didn't settle in Mitzrayim by choice. He was chased out by the Almohads. They wanted him to Shmad, and therefore he escaped to Mitzrayim. And he definitely didn't go to Mitzrayim to settle. The Radvaz, on his parish on the Rambam, also says this in the Rambam. He says that the Rambam was onos al pi hamalchus, because the Rambam, as is known, was a personal physician to the king there. And therefore he was unable to leave. He had to settle in Mitzrayim. But says that Tzitz Eliezer, it's very clear that the Rambam did not settle in Mitzrayim al daz lehishtakei hashom. He didn't want to settle there. He never had any daz to settle there. And he was there completely boinus. He was unable to leave. Therefore, with this, it's very simple to understand it. This fits very nicely in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mutavishkein b'chol oinam chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim, one's not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. But, of course, if one goes there, shaloi amanas lishtakei hashom, one goes there not to settle there, but one's forced to be there for whatever reason, then one's allowed to go. Then one is allowed to go to Mitzrayim. And therefore, according to this, we understand the Rambam, we also understand the Gemara and Sukkah. Because the Gemara and Sukkah that says that they were punished, obviously the reason was that the Klal Yisrael went there and they settled there and they decided this is our new Kehillah, this is where we're living. And that's why they were over the Pasuk, let's see if Lashem Adarech Hazeh Oi, one's not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim and settle there. According to Rambam, this is the Issa, Ein Issa, there's the Issa Lishtakeya
in Mitzrayim. There was a letter from the Rambam that he wrote,
which was, he cited. Right, we mentioned this at the beginning of the Shir, he urged the Oiva B'cholim Gimel Lavin. So The question is, according to this, why did he write this? I forgot to mention earlier, actually, that the others who wrote this, according to the Ritvos Pshat, of that one's not allowed to bismashi Yisrael Shurin Alad Moson, that one's not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. It's only Issa when one's Netz Yisrael. So the Tzitz Eliezer also, he explains that what the Rambam meant when he wrote, what he's trying to say is, that Nebuch nowadays wearing dollars, but don't forget that the Dinei HaTorah are forever, they're Lenetzach, and the Rambam was trying to write, you should know there's really three Lavim living in Mitzrayim. I live here nowadays because, unfortunately, we're in Golos, so there's no Issa anymore. But that was a Kavanah to Rambam, we're over B'chonim Gimel Lavim. That's a side point. Let's go back to the Tzitz Eliezer, who explains, and we said that Kvar Kodmei HaRadvaz, that the Issa is only L'shtakeh B'mitzrayim, but the Rambam who went there, the Rambam who was there, for Oynos, and he had to live there, there was no Issa. Which means that to go to for holiday to Sharm el-Sheikh, the Chayra, would not be an Issa because one's going there for holiday, one's not going there to L'shtakeh Hashem, one's there simply to relax. There should not be an Issa.
As long as it's not coming from Eretz Yisrael,
Now, according to the Urayim, there would be reason not to come from Eretz Yisrael. If one wants to be Chosh and Shetz Urayim, one should not go from Eretz Yisrael. Now, just to finish off, there's one... We're not going into that chelik of the shir, the sakana chelik. But mitzad halacha, one can't go from Eretz Yisrael. One will not be able to go according to the Urayim, but from any other place, one would be able to go. Now, just to finish off, the Tzitz Eliezer continues and says, if one is living there, and one has to, if one is forced to live there, then he says that ideally one should try and live in Cairo, and he quotes Erech Lechem, the Marikash, an Erech Lechem who says that Cairo is not actually part of Mitzrayim. He's talking about Gittin over there, and he says that one shouldn't, when one writes a Get, one's not allowed to write Cairo Mitzrayim, because that's not actually part of Mitzrayim. And therefore he says that if possible, Tzitzelez says, one should definitely rather live in in Cairo. And he says that is the reason why the Rambam actually moved at one point from Alexandria to Cairo. And he says the historians are very busy trying to understand why the Rambam moved from Alexandria to Cairo. But he says the reason, obviously, even though the Rambam had the time to live there, but Mimilas Chasidus, he wanted to, as soon as he could, as soon as he was able to, he moved over to Cairo. And
migration belonged to the Yidden, given as a present.
Right. Just want to say one small thing I want to finish off, that Pashtas, Sharm el-Sheikh, I put down a map over here, that Sharm el-Sheikh Kibshutoi is not even part of Mitzrayim. Because Sharm el-Sheikh, I printed a map over here, basically you have Mitzrayim over here, and now, from a geographical point of view, nowadays, this is the Sinai Peninsula, down here. Sharm el-Sheikh is located at the bottom of the Sinai Peninsula. Now, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Ramses was somewhere over here. We don't know exactly where things were, but Be'erach, so Ramses was somewhere over here. They travelled down here. This Kriyas Yam Suf was somewhere over here. They crossed one side, they crossed the same side, they did a semicircle onto the same side, and then they went round and into the Midbar. This is all part of Midbar Sinai, the whole Sinai Peninsula, part of Midbar Sinai. At the bottom is, Har Sinai is somewhere around there. Now the Masois were all, happened, the 40 years they travelled, it was all in the Sinai Peninsula, until they eventually travelled around Moyav Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. Which means, it would seem to be that the Chaladeus, Sharm el-Sheikh, is not part of Mitzrayim, so that the whole Issa doesn't start anyway. But even if it does, even to go to other places in Mitzrayim, the Pharaoh one's going for holiday, there should not be any Issa.